introduce Viktor Tadukov. Viktor Tadukov with his talk on explicit and exact solutions of the Wiener-Hopf matrix of the Wiener-Hopf factorization problem for some matrix functions.
Good afternoon, everybody. First of all, I would like to thank the organizer for the invitation. I am going to speak about the theoretical background for my new project, Solvers for the Wiener-Hopf factorization problems. I want to find out for which classes of matrix functions solvers can be constructed and how to do it. I begin with some preliminary review. The key notion in my talk is explicit solution of the factorization problem. I think that it's impossible to give the formal definition of this notion, and in beginning I restrict myself to some informal considerations. I take into account the goal of my project, then from computation point of view, the following requirement for explicit solution seem natural. Solution must be defined by finite numbers of numerical parameters. An initial data is finite numerical set. Finite number of machine operations are required to find the solution. In the sequel, requirement R1 will be specified. The second key in my notion is exact solution. For the exact solution, I require the following. Initial data is defined exactly, for example, in rational arithmetic, and machine operation can be realized exactly. Since the factorization problem is unstable, it's important to construct factorization algorithm that gives exact result for the exact initial data. This is definition of exact algorithm. Now I list some result of the work. Explicit solution can be found for the matrix Laurent polynomials, Russian matrix functions, analytic matrix functions, and meromorphic matrix functions. Partial indices of triangular 2x2 matrix functions can be explicitly found under some additional assumption. Next, factorization of triangular matrix function of arbitrary order was reduced to the analytic case. Exact factorization algorithms were developed for the above classes of matrix functions, and solver for design was designed for exact factorization of matrix polynomials. I would like to test this solver. It can run with MAPLE 12, MAPLE 13, and MAPLE 17. The factorization are considered in the unit circle. Что не видно? Что-то как-то не видно. Что такое? Ладно, ну хорошо, попробуем. Ладно. Let's open the worksheet. Read the file with the listing. Load these two to package define the polynomials for the example, define the matrix that we will factorize, run the solver with this matrix, print result, left factorization, right factorization, indices 4, 2, left indices are 4, 2, or right indices are 3, 3. Now I turn to the detailed presentation. I will use the ordinary notation. Так. Что-то не пойму. Ага. Gamma is a smooth, simple smooth closed counter. D plus is an interior domain. A is a continuous and invertible p by p matrix functions on gamma. A right Winner-Hoff factorization of A is the following representation. Here, matrices R plus minus are continuous invertible in closed domain domains and analytic in two domains D plus minus. DR is diagonal matrix. The integer row are called right partial indices. The following ordering is used. Left Winner-Hoff factorization is defined similarly. Important feature. I will use both factorization simultaneously. To simplify the design of the solver, I will make the following additional assumption. Gamma is the unit circle. All functions in the problem must be analytic in some annular domain. I want to return to the definition of explicit solution. In the literature, we can meet the following understanding of this notion. Solution is explicit, is there exists analytic formula for it, or the factorization is reduced to the scalar case, or the solution can be obtained by constructive method. The latter means that solution can be found by finite number of some steps, which we call explicit. When we solve a specific factorization problem, we must rigorously define these steps. Here is my understanding of the explicit solution. E1, at last one of the factor is a rational matrix functions. E2 is exactly as R2. E3, solution can be constructed from the initial data by a finite number of basic matrix operation and solving system of linear equation. This is a reformulation of R3 for factorization problem. If E1 is fulfilled, then solution is determined by a finite number of numerical parameters. Example. For analytic scalar function, solution is explicit. We will see it later. But for a general scalar function, solution is not explicit, since E1 does not fulfill. If condition E1 is fulfilled, then the following four classes matrix functions arise. Class of matrix Laurent polynomials, rational matrix functions, analytical matrix functions having possibility of pole at origin and or at infinity, and meromorphic matrix functions. Basic classes are the first two classes. The factorization of the rest can be reduced to the basic classes. Now I'm going to describe algebraic tools for the factorization in these classes. In the talk, I bring together my result for previous years. All result is based on notion of indices and essential polynomials for some finite matrix sequences. I begin with the definition of the indices for the sequences. Let's form the sequence of Bloch Toeplitz matrices. Here is an example. We begin from a Bloch column and row column. Let's form the integer sequence delta k. It turns out that this sequence is non-increasing and non-negative and increasing. Then this sequence is piecewise constant. Then the following relation holds. These relations give indices for the sequence. This example of such relations -4, 0, 2 with multiplicity to is indices of the sequence with these relations. Now I define the essential polynomials for the sequence. It's convenient to use generating polynomial instead of vectors. To define the essential polynomials, I need the following theorem. We see that nk and z by nk are embedded in the next space nk plus 1. And their sum gives only valid space nk if k doesn't equal any index mu. Here is a more interesting case. The sum is direct. Here the sum is direct. And this complement has dimensions equals multiplicity of index. Similar result holds for the left kernel of the matrices Tk. Here is example of structure for this table. I'm interested in these polynomials. This and this. Polynomial R1 to R4 is right essential polynomials for the sequence. I'm ready to define the right essential polynomial corresponding to the index mu. They form a basis of these complements. of these complements. Left essential polynomials is defined similarly. I have finished the description of basic tools for the factorization. Let's give a brief summary. For any regular sequence, there exist two by p indices, two by p right and left essential polynomials. To determine the indices in essential polynomials, we must find ranks of matrices to get a solve these homogeneous systems. Now, I apply these tools to factorization of matrix polynomial. Partial indices of my matrix polynomial were first found by Goldberg, Lehrer, Rodman in 1978. The method of essential polynomials allows to construct both the factorization of matrix polynomial A. For this class, the initial date is the following sequence. It's a finite set of the Laurent coefficient of the inverse for A. I need essential polynomials with a special property. These polynomials will be called factorization essential polynomials. From the next C, from the next theorem, we see how to construct the factorization of matrix polynomials. The initial sequence is regular and has factorization essential polynomials. The left and the right partial indices can be found via the indices of the sequence. Factors L plus R plus are defined by factorization essential polynomials. I would like to remind that the right essential polynomials are column polynomials and left are row polynomials. From the theorem, we see that instability of the rank of matrix is the reason for instability of partial indices for matrix polynomials. Well-known stability criterion of Goldberg, Crane, Boyarsky is ineffective. With the help of the above theorem, we can obtain an explicit stability criterion. Let's define the integer nu and r. Then left essential, left partial indices are stable if and only if the following condition for rank are fulfilled. Here we have the condition for rank of two matrices, but in special cases, one of the conditions is fulfilled automatically. In the theorem, the sufficiency was proved independently from JKB criterion. This criterion was used only to prove the necessity. If E small perturbation, such that tilde A belongs class M P 0 n, matrix polynomial of degree n, then in this situation it's unknown whether the JKB criterion holds. For this reason, the following problem is of interest. The factorization in this class of matrix functions is considered similarly. Here we used another initial sequence and another definition of factorization essential polynomials. But theorem is similar to the previous theorem. However, there is one significant difference. In previous case, the method allows to find both polynomial factors, L plus, L minus, or R plus, R minus. For this case, we can define only polynomial factors R minus, L minus. For analytic factor, R plus, L minus, I can find any number of the Taylor coefficient if we take a large enough integer m. Integer m in the definition of sequence. This fact can be important for numerical calculations. The factorization of triangular 2 by 2 matrix function cannot be constructed explicitly in the above sense because the condition E1 is not fulfilled. Let's weaken the condition E1, E3. Here are the revised conditions for the explicit factorization. I removed condition E1, allowed to use noun factorization, and added the operation P plus. Let's apply the revised definition to the factorization triangular 2 by 2 matrix function. I assume that factorization of the diagonal elements are known. The first case is well known, and the factorization can be constructed by elementary method. The second case was also first considered by Chebotaryov. He obtained the rule for the calculation of partial indices with the help of continuous fraction expansion for this function. I find the partial indices as the indices of this scalar sequence. The factors R minus and R plus can also be found. Now I turn to the definition of exact solution. Here is the natural definition of exact solution. A solution of the factorization problem is exact if it's explicit and it can be found by symbolic computation. In this case, I will use another assumption. I add to all the assumption A1, A2 a new assumption. I suppose that initial date and the Laurent coefficient belong to the field of the rational complex number. Then all calculations are realized in rational arithmetic. For exact factorization, we obtain the complete result only for matrix polynomials. First, I consider the scale case. Criterion for existence of exact solution for scalar polynomials can be established by ordinary algebraic methods. Here are the steps for the algorithm for the exact scalar factorization. Any computer algebra system allows to factor a polynomial into reducible factors. Then it's used well-known Schur's rule. The existence of the exact solution for matrix polynomial is equivalent to the existence of such a solution for its determinant. To construct the exact solution, it's convenient to use this sequence of the initial data. The N algorithm is presented here. All steps of the algorithm are realized in the rational arithmetic. that is the algorithm is exact. For rational matrix function, we have a similar result. The theorem and the algorithm hold for analytic matrix functions. However, a criterion for exact factorability of scalar analytic function is not known. Solve this. Here are solvers that have already been designed. The main solvers is solvers exact MPF, matrix polynomial factorization. The bottleneck in solvers in these solvers is calculation of ranks of matrices. For this reason, solvers provide the ability to use symbolic numerical calculation. In this option, rank computers via singular value decomposition. In addition to significant acceleration of computation, we could verify the algorithm for unstable indices. The result gives hope that it's possible to construct a stable algorithm for numerical solving of factorization problem for matrix polynomial. Here I list the next goal. I would like to thank my brother, Vladimir, for the help in creating of solver, especially in SymPy. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much for your very interesting talk. Are there any questions?
Yeah. Can you go 2 pages back and show us the paper where we can read this now?
Okay. Are there any other questions? Well, maybe I have a question, very small one. Just could you explain the difference between the exact and explicit solution on a simple example?
Simple example is here.
Where?
This is very Громоздко.
Yeah, I understand. If you have a solution as a form of series, is it exact or explicit?
If you received solution in series with нет, мы не можем получить в виде ряда. У нас только конечное число. У нас решение должно... Извините, пожалуйста. My English is finished suddenly. Я вам тогда отвечу. Мы не можем решить в виде ряда решение получить, потому что с самого начала говорилось, что решение должно определяться конечным числом параметров.
Оно не explicit и не exact.
Вот это будет explicit solution. Explicit solution, когда имеется конечное число параметров числовых, которые определяют это explicit решение.
Thank you very much.
Well, perhaps the chair should provide a short summary for the minority of people who don't speak Russian.
Well, if I understand correctly, the infinite series in terms of this talk is neither explicit nor exact, because due to definitions given above, both cases, as at least as I understood, required a finite number of steps. So I think we can thank the speaker. Thank you very much.